set, geez, almost 20 years ago, it seems. So the Wisconsin women, ranked number one, will get a rematch with Bemidji State in the opening round of the WCHA playoffs, which start next Friday night, then Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, if necessary, at Laban Arena. The Friday-Saturday games are sold out, but they will be on the radio in Madison on AM 1070 WTSO, also on the iHeart Radio app. We'll get to the Division I scores when we have a chance, but up next we're going to hear from Wisconsin head coach Mike Hastings, who's kind enough to join us here on the postgame show following Notre Dame's 6-1 win tonight. Well, Mike, I know that wasn't how you wanted it to go for sure. That was disappointing. You credit Notre Dame, but from your perspective out there, what did you? How would you analyze your team's performance here tonight?
Good. Not good, fellas. You know what? We got behind and just continued to dig the hole a little bit deeper. I thought our discipline caught up to us tonight. You know, at the end of last night, it poured over and it didn't end up going in the back of our net. And I just thought we spent way too much time killing penalties and having too few guys spending too much time on the ice and not enough guys being on the ice as far as a whole. We weren't able to use our depth and it got away from us.
Yeah, it was too bad to see. You know, it's an emotional night. It's senior night. It's the final home game. There's a huge crowd here. Not what I was expecting to see either, and I can only imagine the disappointment that's in the locker room right now. Oh, somebody just unplugged the head coach. Oh, this could be tricky.
Guys, I can, lost you.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Back?
I can hear you, yes.
Yep. Okay, now
you can hear me? Can you hear me? You got me or no? I think they unplugged the listen back for Mike. That's what it sounds like.
Hello?
Hello, do you got me, Mike?
You know, I can barely hear
you.
Can
you hear me now?
There, now I got you.
Gotcha? Okay,
yep.
Go ahead. Well, I'm sorry, just, you know, the young men put a lot of time and effort into it. That's not been questioned at all this season. I can only imagine the disappointment that they're going through right now and they're after this emotional night with a huge crowd and senior night.
Well, you know what? There's Anthony Kerr showed his work tonight, just went out there and laid everything on the rink, and tonight wasn't a good night for us, and it's disappointing because of the people that were here and to have it end that way for that group. But the season's not over. We've got an opportunity to turn the page and go into the playoffs and get on the road and try and find a way to win a couple of games and get into that second round.
Yeah, this is quite a challenge, though, for your staff and the young men, isn't it?
Well, it is right now. I mean, this is the year that we have the draw as far as being off that last weekend other than an exhibition game against the U.S. team. And as you saw tonight, you and I have gone through this. We've got some guys that are on the IR that we're hoping to get healthy enough to be able to come back and play in the first round of the playoffs for us. So we're going to have to manage our week and get back after, really our focus moving on, trying to get as healthy as we can through the exhibition game and get prepared for whoever we're playing against in that first round.
Yeah, and while disappointed tonight, yet another large crowd, the fans have been great this season trying to spur your club on.
The fans have been unbelievable. You know, that's the one that kicks you right in the shins, because you want to pay back those that support you. And last night I thought we did that. And tonight, as I said earlier, got away from us.
All right, Mike, thanks for coming out. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, fellas.
Sure. That's head coach Mike Hastings downstairs. Had a little technical issue there. The Big Ten Network was in town, and I have a feeling that somebody unplugged his headset so he couldn't hear our questions. But
I think he was almost thankful.
Yeah, well, maybe so. Maybe so. Yeah, disappointing to say the least. All right, let's go through the college scores here. Division I non-conference, Stonehill beat Long Island in overtime 2-1 to split that series, and Alaska finished off a sweep at Augustana, winning 5-3. Hockey East, second-ranked Boston College, a 4-1 win at Vermont. Number 9, BU beat Northeastern 3-1. 13th-ranked Lowell fell to Providence by the final score of 4-2. The Friars are ranked 8th, 9th in the country, 8th in the country this season. Also, UMass, a 3-1 win over New Hampshire to finish off the Hockey East scores. ECAC tonight, league-leading Quinnipiac shut out Brown 4-0. Second place Clarkson knocked off Colgate 5-3. Cornell, a 6-0 shutout of St. Lawrence. Dartmouth 2, Union 1. Harvard, a 3-2 win over RPI. Yale and Princeton, a 2-2 overtime tie. NCHC, I know you were watching that Arizona State-Western Western Michigan series. Western last night lost to the Sun Devils 5-3, so all of a sudden Western Michigan's lead in the conference was down to 1 point. But then tonight, the Broncos got a little payback.
Yeah, they did, and they'll get two of the 3 points. It's a 4-3 victory in overtime for Western Michigan and the Broncos. And as I said, I would have loved to have been at that game, especially because it was played at Arizona.
Right. By the way, Western Michigan has a 3-point lead on Arizona State for first place in the NCHC. The Broncos ranked third. The Sun Devils ranked 12th. Sixth-ranked Denver beat Miami 5-2 to finish off a sweep. The Red Hawks have now lost 22 games in a row. They're 0-20 in league play. St. Cloud State snapped an 11-game winless streak with a 4-2 home win over Colorado College. And North Dakota swept Duluth with a 6-1 victory. CCHA, the McNaughton Cup, belongs to Luke Strand and the Minnesota State Mavericks. They finished off the conference regular season championship with a 4-1 win at Lake Superior State tonight. Second place Bowling Green lost in overtime to Bemidji 2-1. Ferris State, Ian, how about those Bulldogs and your cousin Drew Famulak getting it done in Houghton against Michigan Tech?
Yeah, and it's at Michigan Tech. That was a shocker for me.
Yeah, 3-2 the final score there, and St. Thomas a 4-3 win at Northern Michigan. Atlantic Hockey, Bentley shut out by Sacred Heart 2-0. Niagara a 6-2 win over Canisius. Army 3, American International 2. 3-3 overtime tie with Air Force and Robert Morris. RIT beat Mercyhurst 6-3. And in the Big Ten, Minnesota a 6-3 win over Ohio State. 2 goals by Connor Kurth. And Michigan State lost at home to Penn State 3-2. Nittany Lions scored twice in the first 2 minutes. So Michigan State's loss and Minnesota's win means the Gophers now lead the Big Ten with 46 points. The Spartans have 44. Ohio State swept on the road, third place with 40. Michigan, idle this weekend, has 32 points. And Penn State, which is 9-1-4 in the calendar year 2025, 31 points. Wisconsin has 27 in sixth place. That's where the Badgers will finish. Notre Dame, 14 points. The Irish will finish in last place. So we'll know next weekend by Friday, maybe Friday, but Saturday for sure, where Wisconsin will play in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. It could be at Penn State, could be at Michigan, could be at Ohio State, could be really almost anywhere. Michigan State will close out the regular season at Notre Dame. Minnesota will play at Penn State, and Michigan will travel to Ohio State. Some good matchups in Big Ten play next weekend.
And a lot on the line for every team involved in next weekend's play, and meaning that not just in the standings and not just, you know, pride of Ohio State versus Michigan, all the rest, that kind of stuff, but every point counts so heavily for home ice advantage. Every point counts so heavily for who you're going to play in the first and or second round. It's an important weekend for everybody, except Badgers are not playing.
Right. I will clarify, too, where Michigan and Penn State are positioned right now, those two teams will finish fourth and fifth one way or another. So the way it looks is I look at the standings a little more closely so shortly after this result here and what else happened tonight. Wisconsin could end up going to Columbus, could end up going to East Lansing, and potentially Minnesota. That could still be in play. I know the Buckeyes cannot win the conference championship during the regular season because they lost the tiebreaker to Minnesota, which has a 6-point lead on the Buckeyes.
Correct.
Nevertheless, we'll find out next weekend. Here the Badgers fall to Notre Dame 6-1. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this. Or this. Or even this. Well, case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors' Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin women's basketball senior day here tomorrow. So once again, the Kohl Center crew tearing down the boards around the ice surface and putting the basketball court up here just like they did last night. For men's basketball this afternoon against Oregon. The Ducks rallied to beat the Badgers in overtime. Here tonight, Wisconsin ends its regular season losing to Notre Dame by the final score of 6-1. The final stats here tonight, Badgers again outshot their opponent 32-24. Ian, that's been a common theme. Wisconsin's allowing 25 shots on goal per game, but the save percentage of the goaltenders, unfortunately, last in the Big Ten. And also, when I looked last night, ranked 55th out of 64 Division I teams. That's obviously an issue. But by scoring only one goal, Wisconsin, that's the 19th, the 20th time this season the Badgers have scored two goals or less. They're 1-17-2 when they scored two goals or less. And the only game they won when they scored two or less was at Notre Dame back in November. It's been a problem. The puck not going in the net and keeping it out of your own net.
Yeah, I mean, there's the formula for winning hockey. Yes. Right there.
Yep.
Winning or losing hockey. Don't score enough and score more than they do, or let in more than they do. But, you know, you get into a situation where I looked at tonight and, you know, they pull Scarfone. Yeah. I think it was just a matter of, you know, how much can he get beat up more than anything else, because I really can't say that he was to blame for any of the first four goals. A lot of them were point blankers. A lot of them were rebounds. He had made the initial save. Yeah, it's just a tough pill to swallow for Tommy Scarfone.
Yeah, quick, we have to pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So again, Notre Dame, the winner here tonight, Nico Jovanovic, Justin Janicki, Cole Knubel, Danny Nelson, Ian Murphy, Grant Silanoff all lit the lamp for the Irish. Six shots on goal for Nelson. He's a good one. Janicki with a two-point night, second straight night. Same with Cole Knubel. Two assists for Blake Biondi and Michael Mastrodomenico and Axel Kumlin. Owen Say, after getting pulled last night, stops 31 of 32 shots tonight. He gets the win and improves his record to 8-14. Notre Dame now 10-21-1, 4-17-1 in conference play. Beg your pardon, and closes out the regular season at home against Michigan State next weekend. The Badgers penalized 9 times for 26 minutes. Notre Dame had 9 penalties for 37, but 16 penalties in 2 games ain't going to win you much.
Nope.
The Badgers 0-4 on the power play. Notre Dame was 1-5 here tonight. The lone goal scored on senior night by fifth-year defenseman Anthony Kerr. Quinn Finley had 6 shots on goal tonight. Rough night for the captain, Owen Lindmark. He was minus minus three. So was Ryland Mosley, who was plus three last night while scoring two goals and 4 points. Tommy Scarfone stopped 15 of 20, or make that 17 of 22 shots before leaving 47 and a half minutes into the game. William Grama stopped the only shot he faced in 9.5 minutes of play, but Scarfone took the loss. His record 11-15-3. That's not true. His record now 10-14-3. Wisconsin's record to end the regular season, 12 wins, 19 losses, 3 ties, 7-16-1, a 6th place finish in the Big Ten. Took 2 hours and 11 minutes to play, 12,959 paid to watch. Notre Dame beat Wisconsin here tonight, 6-1. All right, Ian, I know I'm going to be watching hockey tomorrow. There's a celebrity hockey game in Los Angeles. The Skate for LA is strong tomorrow. Celebrity hockey game to raise money for wildfire relief. Tony Granato will play in it. Danny Heatley is going to play in it. John Taft's daughter, Jenny Taft of Fox, is going to play in it. Steve Carell, Justin Bieber. Let's see. Joe Mauer is going to be it. Mark Messier, Jeremy Roenick, Cammy Granato as well. And so that's tomorrow, 5 o'clock Central Time on ESPN2 to raise money for wildlife relief. And the coaches include Will Ferrell, Vince Vaughn, Snoop Dogg, and Al Michaels.
I can hear Will Ferrell go, okay, we need more cowbell.
All right, so after you feeling good last night, tonight, not so much. How, you know, you've been you coached for a long time. How do you get this team to kind of get refocused after – you know, getting spanked at home in the final regular season game?
It's a tough scenario to get involved with, and I'm sure that all the coaching staff is going to be tossing and turning tonight, saying, "How can we be world beaters on Friday night and get the world beat out of us on Saturday night?" Didn't change much in the lineup by any stretch of the imagination. Although they took the high-scoring defenseman Zach Scholes out of the lineup, but the fact of the matter being is that, you know, it's pretty much the same people out on the ice, and so did they, except for one or two changes in their lineup. What makes the difference between Friday night and Saturday night? You just shake your head, and it takes a long time to try and figure it out, and hopefully they have enough time to do that.
All right, Ian, nice job. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Adam Morrison at Learfield in Jeff City, thank you so much, too. Thanks to all the fans for listening, our great sponsors as well. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Once again, the final score here from the Kohl Center in Madison, Notre Dame 6, Wisconsin 1. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ+ veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well, from podcasts to
like a python, bite marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, tighten the screw, as you fade into nothing, awake but confused, no you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blue.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
life, but the boys on top don't play by the rules. Maybe we'll find a cure, unless it's unpopular. Sounds like the verdict for this case is that we've been running.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We used Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack. Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
but I feel a little closer. Soon I know I will be joined by everyone on their way. I'm busy in their building, larger in their dreams and all. Crucified, I throw away my asking why.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
And the next is pain. Now someday, babe. It'll all seem like a dream.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Although you're two-dimensional, it doesn't matter, girl.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make. Decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoke, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The elderly leader of the world's Catholics is fighting a serious infection. We get the latest from Rome.
Pope Francis is now in a critical condition after a respiratory crisis at the hospital in Rome and had to be given high flows of oxygen and blood transfusions on Saturday. The 88-year-old Pope was hospitalized more than a week ago due to a complex lung infection. The Vatican added that the Pope remains alert and spent the day in an armchair. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News.
The president took a victory lap today. CBS's Aaron Navarro has that.
During his remarks Saturday afternoon at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland, President Donald Trump rehashed the 2024 election against President Biden and Vice President Harris, but he also touted his administration's actions so far in his first